east of Omaha. You can listen. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the dive bar edition of The Producers. I am Greg Janik, sitting here with Jeff Orlowski. Smorgasbord segment. Bunch of topics to get through right now. First off, we're going to start off with the Stanley Cup Finals. We have one game played. Pittsburgh took that game. Nashville completely outplayed Pittsburgh in that game. And Pittsburgh somehow still won. Final score was 5-3 in favor of the Pens on only 12 shots.
I know.
5-3 on 12 shots. Jeffrey.
Yes, sir.
Who's going to win the Stanley Cup Finals?
Nashville. I hope. You know, it's great to see all the ex-admirals up playing for the Predators and not only playing, but playing well. Sissons, you know, he
Aberg.
You know, I think Sissons had a hat trick. Aberg's up there. You know,
it's Aberg scored the game-winning goal against Anaheim.
Yeah.
In whatever the game clinching,
Western Conference Finals. Yeah, so, you know, I'm rooting hard for Nashville. Like you said, they skated circles around Pittsburgh in game one. There's no reason they should have lost that game. They did lose. Hopefully, it's not, you know, a soul crushing defeat for them and they're able to lace it back up and get after it in game two and get a win. But even if they drop and go down 0-2, which I don't expect, I think Nashville's going to win game two. But even if Nashville gets down 0-2, I think they still have a shot. They have one of the greatest home ice advantages. That freaking stadium is loud, man. Freaking loud. And hopefully the Preds get it done. So I'm going to say Preds in seven.
I am also going to say Preds in seven. I am going to predicate that with the fact that I hate the Pittsburgh Penguins.
I'm with you.
I hate Sidney Crosby.
I'm with you.
I hate everything about the Pittsburgh Penguins.
I'm with you.
I've hated them since they had Mario Lemieux and Jaromir Jagr way back in the mid-90s. I hated them way back then. And I've continued to hate them ever since. I think Sidney Crosby is a crybaby. He's a good talent, but he's a girl. He plays like a girl. He's a guy that shouldn't be playing hockey because he's a wuss.
Yeah.
And he's not a hockey player. I think Preds are going to win in seven. I do think that they're, as you said, their home ice is stellar. All they have to do is steal a game. So even if they do go down 0-2, you go back to Nashville, win two more, and then just steal one in Pittsburgh, and you got it.
Yeah.
They have the talent to do it. Their defense is unbelievable.
Yep.
That defense was phenomenal in game one. All you need is Pekka Rinne to play the way he can play, the way he's played pretty much the whole entire playoffs leading up to game one of the Stanley Cup Finals. If he can play like he normally plays with that Nashville defense and their ability and their quickness to score, I think Nashville is going to win the series. I think it's going to go seven, but I do think they're going to win, and I hope it happens because I do not want to see Sidney Crosby raise that cup again.
100% agree with you, brother.
All right, Jeffrey, I'm going to leave it up to you. Let's go some auto racing.
All right, Memorial Day weekend, the greatest weekend for auto racing of the year. Starts out with the F1 Grand Prix of Monaco. I didn't watch a lap of that. So then it gets followed up by the Indy 500. And let me tell you, that race was absolutely fantastic. I am not a huge IndyCar fan. I watch the Indy 500 every year, every lap, no matter what. You know, that's just what I do. But I'll tell you this, it was so exciting. The passing was phenomenal. The closing rates, you could sit there, and when it looked like you were anywhere between 10 and 15 car lengths behind the guy, you get a good run coming out of turn two, coming out of turn four. They were able to close. They were able to pass. They were able to pass on the high side. They were able to pass on the low side. It was so freaking exciting. I hope you guys saw that race. And it was fantastic to see Takuma Sato actually get a win. He's a racer. He's been known to not really close in the big moments. He sure as hell closed in the Indy 500. It was absolutely fantastic. And as a little side note, the pre-race stuff was just amazing. They put on one hell of a show in Indianapolis. So now that brings us to the last race of that night, the Coca-Cola 600. And what an absolute disaster that race was. So ungodly boring. NASCAR held their all-star race at Charlotte, same track the week before, which was just a complete snooze fest. And the Coca-Cola 600 stayed along those lines. In the entire race, there was, and that's 400 laps, there might have been 20 laps that was actual compelling television. 20 out of 400. NASCAR needs to get their stuff together because that race was god-awful. Austin Dillon wins. Who, you know, yes, he drives the three car made famous by the Intimidator, Dale Earnhardt. Austin Dillon is no Intimidator. The guy's a freaking weasel. The only reason why he's driving is because his grandfather owns the car. What a freaking joke. And that race was horrible, Greg. I digress. I'll throw it in a nutshell. Indy 500, amazing. Coca-Cola 600, awful.
There you go. That's the weekend recap of racing by Jeff Orlowski. You can also hear Jeff Orlowski on Final Inspection, which airs Saturdays.
Yeah, Saturdays, noon to 2, Final Inspection show. Don't miss it. Steve Zocchi, me, Dennis Michelson. Good stuff. Everything racing.
All I got to know is that Jeff Orlowski's on the show, and it's a must listen at that point in time. We also have Tiger Woods, who's in the news for not golfing again. Tiger Woods was arrested for DUI early Monday morning, Tuesday yeah. morning. He blew 0.00 when he did when he took a breath test. It was not alcohol. It was a mixture of prescribed medication. Not a good look for him. The mugshot came out, and he looked like Nick Nolte.
Yeah, he did his
mugshot. Yes, he did not look good. This is just another story in the star that is falling and is falling fast, and it's kind of sad. I was never a big Tiger fan. I appreciate what he did for the game of golf and how he brought it to the masses. I mean, it was big, but it was never as big as it was when Tiger was making his run. That 10-year span that he had, 10, 15-year span where he was just slaying everybody. Viewership was up. Golf courses were popping up all over the place. It was a great time for golf, but he has fallen so hard, and it's so sad to see. And because you got a feel for a guy that was riding so high, and now he's hit such a low. And, you know, whether it be from after his father died, it was just a tailspin down, or whether it was of his own doing because of the problems with his marriages and with cheating and infidelity, whatever may have you, it is sad to see a guy go from such prominence to such a low point. And regardless of golf and whether you like him or not, you still have to feel for him as a human being, that what he's going through, you don't want to see people go through. And hopefully he can get his life on track. I don't think he's ever going to win another major. I don't think he's ever going to win another tournament, maybe on the senior tour, but I think his golf career is over. I don't really see him doing anything from here on out.
I hope not, man.
But
I hope not. You know, I feel bad for Tiger, and like you, I did not root for Tiger when he had the meteoric rise and when he was riding high and dominating every tournament. I did not root for him. But I'll tell you, I'm rooting for him now, and I feel bad for him because, you know, what I don't like is, like, when you have a celebrity or you have, you know, pretty much anybody, and they get pulled over, and all of a sudden dash cam footage is getting released. And you see this guy taking his roadside sobriety test. Is there nothing sacred anymore? You know, there is no freaking reason at all why that should get played to the public. That should be private. And any, you know, anybody who's taken joy in this, you know, complete utter downfall by Tiger, which all happened, you know, for me, you know, it's very disturbing that this has all happened because of his old lady. You know, she goes at him with a golf club and he has never been the same since.
Ever since.
And, you know, to throw away that kind of career over a chick is brutal. But there is, you know, anybody who's laughing at these dash cam coverages and all this, the roadside sobriety test, just think of you in your worst moment and you want everybody to sit there and be able to see it. To me, that is just wrong, man. It ain't right. It shouldn't be out there. And I, you know, I feel dirty watching it.
I agree. And you know what? People, you do should not judge, because you know what? That could be you at any point in time. We've all made dumb decisions. We've all done things we're not proud of. And you don't want anybody to judge you, so don't judge anybody else.
Damn straight, brother.
Thank you for listening, Milwaukee. This has been the Dive Bar edition of The Producers. I am Greg Janik. That is Jeff Orlowski. Jeffrey, I'm ready to get drunk. Let's go do it, buddy.
Shots.
Thank you for listening. I am Greg Janik. That's Jeff Orlowski. This is the Dive Bar. You guys have a good night. Salute. Bye-bye.
This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, WSSP Milwaukee, WXSS HD2, Wauwatosa.